Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchuck from the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and she's just on the cutest little thing. She actually, I put a pillow in my lap, you know, just like sitting up here in my bed, and she just crawled up on top of the pillow. It's just so cute. And, yeah, half the week is over. I hope we're all excited about that, because I sure am, too. So I'm doing a little bit show early tonight. But do not forget that Sunday is Ninja Sunday, and it's going to be a really, really great show on Sunday. And remember about the Sarah Joy Foundation. I'm just going to bring it up because it is Saturday at 7 p.m., so let me bring it up here. It's the Sarah Joy Second Annual Memorial Fundraiser. Why is my computer just a little bit slow? But here it is. It's back in Boston. And it says, you are cordially invited to our second annual Memorial Dinner fundraising event to come together and remember the times and life of our beautiful Sarah Joy. And this event is open to all friends and family, open to all ages. $10 donation per adult, $3 donation per kids 12 and under and 2 and under. This includes potluck dinner, 10 set door prizes, and one entry for a chance to win an 8G tablet. All donations are tax deductible. And once again, this is, I'm just trying to bring up the Facebook page. It was a woman that, I never met her, but she was someone who I really wanted to call niece. And it's just, it's just something that, when something out of life does happen, and they say certain things you just can't control, and out of certain things, something good can happen. What this is about, the Sarah Joy Foundation was started to honor the memory of the most amazing woman, Sarah Joy Arata, who lost her brave battle to breast cancer. And the mission is to assist families dealing with the serious illness of a loved one. And I think it was Eric, who is my nephew, who wrote this. I really think it is someone that says I think he might have wrote this. Is thank you for everyone that is joining and liking the site for Sarah Joy's Foundation. As all you know, Sarah was always full of life, love, and warmth up until she lost her long, painful battle to cancer. The foundation, and this is Eric's way of honoring her as best as he could. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy Arata, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more traveling and activities than those people do in their lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all those while being told she was too sick and needing to get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness. And that, for Sarah, was never an option. To raise the money, we would like to offer other families that same joy that Sarah and they had until she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they're alive. Enjoy life, love, the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers of spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Stay tuned, and God bless and enjoy life. So they're having the memorial fundraiser this Saturday. So once again, you can check that out. Sarah Joy Foundation, the Sarah Joy Second Annual Memorial Fundraiser. You can go there and check it out on Facebook. And if you're back in Boston, I believe it's being in a held the fundraiser memorial dinner. I think it's in Lowell, Mass. And it does say here, and there's a lot of prizes, raffles, and that's what's, this is a, a really great foundation for a very worthy cause. So definitely check that out. And if you want to give, donations, you can actually go to Sarah Joy's Second Annual Memorial Fundraiser Dinner. And anyway, Sunday is going to be definitely a much, much better show because, of course, Sunday is Ninja Sundays. And I want to find my guest. Give me one moment. I just want to bring up his page. And I'm looking for it on Facebook because I want to make sure I'm seeing the right. I just want to find the page. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Okay, I know what's on here. I know I can find it. Oh, where is it? I don't know why. I think my computer is just a little bit slow. I'm acting a little bit slow today. I myself, yes. I'm trying to find a certain page. And I don't know why it's not coming up. It's going to be around here somewhere. It's actually one of my ninja friends. I'm trying to find Paige, who's actually going to be on my show on Sunday. find it. Let's see. It just seems like it's not coming up. Got to be a way to find this page. Of course, I'm like half asleep here. Tonight I'm going to miss that. Oh, gosh. Where is it? I'm just doing a search and I cannot find it. Mm-hmm. I'll find it. I will find it. There has to be a way of finding this page. Okay. I'm still looking for this page. I don't know why it's not coming up. Looking. Of course, I always say sometimes I'm just a tech-tard, so, yeah. I think I did find it. Is that it right there? Okay. Yes, I did find the page. You know how I try to get, like, awesome? I Master Kum Sung is actually going to be on my show on Sunday. So we're going to have a really great Sunday. I'm just pulling up Master Kum Sung. It's Kumsung. He will be on my show on Sunday. So I am pulling up his page now. And we're going to find out a lot about him. And he's done, you know, he's in his films. He trains people in martial arts, and there's much that we are going to find out about him. There's a picture. I know he told me about it because I talked with him on the phone. Oh, that's going to be the picture. It was a film he did with John Wayne. Now I'm having a brain fart, and I can't think of the name of the film. And I know I saw it. I think it was Green Berets. I saw it a long, long time ago. There is much, so we're going to have a lot of fun on Sunday, I know. And there's a picture that is actually on his page where what he was telling me, he has two swords, and he says this is a Korean sword that he has a picture with. So it's his Grandmaster Kum Sung, Kumsung. So he trains people in martial arts, and it's going to be a really great show on Sunday. Definitely. I think I actually enjoy more shows on Sunday because that's where I get all my ninja friends and more ninja people on my show. So I'm very excited about that. So, excuse me, I just burped live on the air. That's really ladylike. So anyway, all those that have a dream, just remember that you're as good as anybody else, and you go for it. So right now, I once again apologize. I'm just having a half-hour show earlier today, but, you know, I'm just so thankful for many people tuning in and enjoying my show. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. But anyway, I'm looking forward to Sunday, so everyone, have a good night. And the song will not play. Technical difficulties here. I'm not so sure why the music is not playing. Let's try this. Oh, gosh. It's not even letting me play the ending song. What's going on here? Wow. It's, like, stuck. Okay, Blog Talk Radio. Are we stuck? Oh, gosh. So let's see if I can just try to play it. Okay, let's see. Oh, it is a little bit of technical difficulties. I can't even close the show out and shut the show off. I don't know what's going on. Wow. So let me see. A little bit more of technical difficulties. I'll just stand by. Okay. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Don't know what is going on here. Well, anyway, hopefully this I'll be able to plus the end song now. So everyone, have a good night. It won't shut off. Gosh. It just will not shut off. I don't know why, but it's still live on the air. So I'm just trying to get back and to open up you have to open up these windows. So yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's really strange. Sometimes when there's a storm, it seems to affect the equipment for me. I don't know why, but it is kind of stuck. So I'm just trying to handle it. Yeah, let's see. Just trying to, like, even reload the tab here. So there's, like, you know, little difficulties. So it's just totally stuck. Totally stuck. This computer equipment. Strange here. Now it won't even let me open up anything at all. This is cute. I'm going to actually put it on speakerphone and see if I can figure something out. Let's see. I'm going to try to. Let's see. Maybe this will help. I'm trying to figure out things myself. I don't know if people can hear me because I've got the speakerphone on. So I'm trying to fix something here. That still doesn't seem like a fix, and sometimes with Blog Talk Radio, it does have a little technical difficulties, a little hiccup. So let's see. Maybe I can actually end the show now. Let's see how this goes. Nope. The whole studio is frozen. It's just totally, totally frozen. Not sure what's going on with the studio right now, but everything is frozen. Let's see. Well, it was definitely a good show, so I'm just trying to get off of this thing here. And it's just totally stuck and won't let me even get out of the show. Well, anyway, everyone, have a good night. And look forward to Sunday.